Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Hezbollah in Lebanon says 14 of its operatives were killed Wednesday when walkie-talkies and solar power equipment started exploding. That was on top of the 11 killed Tuesday in explosions of pagers. Blaming Israel, Hezbollah says it will exact its revenge.
If you have most of your mid-level leadership and your senior leadership injured and either in the hospital or out of action, it's going to be very difficult for Hezbollah to coordinate an attack against Israel, at least for the next few weeks or months.
ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard is ex-State Department. The International Association of Machinists says there was no meaningful progress Wednesday in negotiations with Boeing. 33,000 machinists went on strike last Friday. Boeing says it'll begin furloughing a large number of employees to conserve cash. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear issued an executive order banning the use of widely discredited conversion therapy on minors in that state. This is ABC News. Members of Vice President Harris's and former President Trump's campaigns met for the first time at the White House.
The meeting of the White House Transition Coordinating Committee and the Harris and Trump campaign teams was convened by President Biden's chief of staff, Jeff Zients, to continue the administration's transition planning efforts and ensure a responsible and smooth transfer of power. A White House spokesperson said in a statement, quote, administration officials provided updates on transition work streams, demonstrating that all transition activities continue to be on track. The committee includes Zients, the director of National Intelligence, the White House Budget Director and Homeland Security Advisor, and the Administrator of the General Services Administration, among others. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
Here in New York City, police arrested a 17-year-old girl they say took an empty subway train on a brief joyride before crashing it into a parked train and running. Cops also looking for a male companion. No one hurt. No word on how much damage was done. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Here's to celebrating everyone's favorite time of year in Wisconsin with all our arty, fun-loving, foodie, feasting fall events. There's Kohler Food and Wine, Aaron's Art on Wheels at Road America, Red Cliff Cultural Days, Holy Hill Art and Craft Fair, and the Fests, Wassa's Ginseng Fest, Warren's Cranberry Fest, Bayfield Apple Fest, Milwaukee Film Fest. Whew. There's a whole lot of fall fun to be had in Wisconsin. Find more events at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
The Todd Alba Show.
Troy, our grand prize winner from that just a bit outside the movie Text to Win contest out in beautiful Mount Horeb.
You gotta go see this movie. You know, you'll laugh, you'll cry. I know that sounds cliche, but it's true.
It is.
The no narrator was perfect for this movie, and that's what made the movie.
Yeah.
Seeing the players in their own words telling these stories.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Thursday is important for Wisconsin's hundreds of election clerks. It's the deadline to send absentee ballots to voters who have requested one. Plus, for municipalities that will be using ballot boxes, clerks can formally open them. Use of absentee ballots has surged since the start of the pandemic. You still have time to request one. After Thursday, once you request your absentee ballot, your clerk's office has 24 hours to mail it to you. Taylor Swift's endorsement of presidential candidate Kamala Harris may coincide with a 47.5% increase in Wisconsin voter registration. Taylor Swift endorsed Kamala Harris right after the presidential debate last week, Tuesday. Since then, Wisconsin voter registration has seen an increase of more than 1,300, according to Vote.org. There is no evidence that Taylor Swift directly influenced this number. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers' magic number is 1. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco with sports, filling in for Mike Clemens. Milwaukee lost 5-1 to the Phillies on Tuesday, but because the Chicago Cubs also lost, the Brewers need either a win or a Cubs loss on Wednesday to clinch the NL Central and a playoff spot. With the Cubs game likely done before the Brewers take the field against the Phillies, Milwaukee could know its playoff fate before first pitch tonight. The Green Bay Packers may be without Jordan Love for a second straight game due to an MCL sprain, but Coach Matt LaFleur is ready to go with Malik Willis, who he said is prepared if they need meet him again.
Every game's a little bit different, and just in my initial glimpses of Tennessee's defense, I mean, this is a pretty salty group. It's got a lot of good veterans on it, and there's some premier players over there, so it's going to be a tough task regardless. So, but we'll put together a game plan, that one that we feel like can give us an opportunity to win the game.
The Packers take on Tennessee this Sunday at noon. Filling in for Mike Clemens, I'm Jimmy Cuska with Civic Media Sports.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies, light south winds for the overnight, upper 50s by dawn. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, highs reaching the upper 80s. Thursday night, there will be a chance of showers and storms, and some of the rain could be locally heavy. It's 63 at our studios.
Pete Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, it's Thursday, so we make our popcorn pick of the week, and David Desimone, director of the Black Point Estate in Lake Geneva, joins the show to talk about Victorian spiritualism.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And welcome to the second hour of our program. Just a reminder, I have a new book out, The Hidden History of the American Dream, The Demise of the Middle Class and How to Rescue Our Future. I'll be signing books at Frugal Muse in Chicago on October 9th. You need to call to sign up. And also at Powell City of Books in Portland on the 15th of October. So the official release date for the book is in, 2 weeks, I think? A little more than 2 weeks. So my op-ed today over at HartmanReport.com is about this amazing kind of admission that a number of members of Congress just made. This is Congressman Buddy Carter out of Georgia, and Senators Tom Tillis, Mike Crapo, and John Cornyn are all super enthusiastic about ending the ability of Medicare to negotiate drug prices. Now, Americans pay 422% more for drugs. This is on average across all drugs, all brand name drugs. 422% more than do Canadians or Brits or for the French or Spanish people or Italians or whatever. We pay more than anybody in the world for these drugs manufactured by and developed by American companies, even though most of them are manufactured in India and or in China. And these companies are not using that money to develop new drugs, which is what they claim that they're doing. In fact, over the last 15 years, the development of every genuinely new drug in America was funded by the National Institutes of Health, by our tax dollars, every single one. Now, what they will do is spend their money on tweaking drugs. So you take the original Prozac, and when you know that, 15 or 17 years have passed and the patent has expired, you tweak the molecule a little bit. So it still does the same thing in the same way, but it's technically a brand new drug, and you can put it under patent and charge absurd prices for it. They're very into that. They spend a lot of money on that. But the fact of the matter is that, for example, Johnson & Johnson in 2022, they bought back $17 billion worth of their own stock to drive up the stock price so that their executives who are compensated with stock could walk away with hundreds of millions, maybe even billions of dollars in profits, essentially. Nice work if you can get it. Speaking of which, AbbVie CEO Richard Gonzalez, he reportedly makes around $60 million a year. Between 2013 and 2018, he walked away with $334 million. There is no reason to pay any CEO in America $334 million. There are lots and lots and lots of people who are good graduates of business schools, who understand how business works, who would be happy to run a big multi-million dollar, multi-billion dollar corporation for $1 million a year. Hell, there's a bunch of them who'd take that job for $500,000 a year, or even for $300,000 or $400,000 a year. But these guys, they have achieved a level of power, largely as a result of the Supreme Court saying that you may buy politicians, that they just engage in this just blatantly, you know, rip off America behavior, and they get these members of Congress, in this case, Buddy Carter, the Republican congressman from Georgia in the House, who's the chair of one of the health subcommittees, and Republican senators like Tom Tillis and Mike Crapo and John Cornyn and others. I mean, this is right across the Republican Party. There's a serious effort now in Congress to undo the ability of the federal government to negotiate drug prices. Now, keep in mind, Medicare was negotiating drug prices prior to 2003, no problem. But drug prices from 2003 to today have gone up 94%. They've almost doubled the price of pharmaceuticals in the United States. Now, they haven't almost doubled in Canada or in Europe. If anything, like I said, they're paying one quarter of what we pay. But they've almost doubled since 2003. Well, what happened in 2003? 2003 was when George W. Bush and Republicans in Congress, with a couple of Democrats, passed this legislation which established Medicare Advantage in its current form. In other words, started the privatization of Medicare. And then, you know, just as a sweetener for the drug companies, threw in this language that said, oh, and by the way, if Medicare wants to buy any drug at all, they have to pay full retail. So, you know, you go to the pharmacy and you pick up, you know, your 30 tablets of, I don't know, some painkiller or something, or a blood pressure medication. And let's say that you pay, you know, $10 for that or $100 for that 30 tablets. Well, the pharmacy probably bought them for 50. You know, there's a good markup there. But you're paying $100. So what this legislation in Congress says is that when Medicare buys these drugs, they have to pay the $100. They don't get to pay the $50 that CVS or Walgreens negotiated, you know, the wholesale price. They have to pay full retail, which is absurd. I mean, the Pentagon buys it wholesale. Hospitals buy it wholesale. But you and I, and you know, the drug companies, the drug stores that we buy our drugs from can buy it wholesale. But Medicare can't? Why is that? Oh, because it's the federal government. And hey, let's just transfer billions of dollars, taxpayer dollars, federal money, out of Medicare and into the pockets of the executives of the pharmaceutical companies who will then recycle some of that money back into the pockets of Republican politicians. And why is this even possible? Well, first of all, you know, Republicans passed a law making it possible in 2003 under, you know, that was enthusiastically signed by George W. Bush. But beyond that, it's possible because the Supreme Court in Citizens United said that it is legal to bribe politicians. And so you can bet that Buddy Carter and Mike Crapo and Tom Tillis and John Cornyn are getting a crap load of money from the pharmaceutical industry to come out and say, oh, we need to stop this ability of Medicare to negotiate for these drug prices. Oh, my God, it's saving American consumers and Medicare billions of dollars, but it's reducing the profits of these pharmaceutical companies by billions of dollars. And they need those profits so that their executives can buy new jets and new mega yachts and new mansions in Switzerland. And it really is that. I mean, these guys are making so much money, that's what they're spending their money on. Corporate jets and mega yachts and Swiss chalets and, you know, second mansions and third mansions and fourth mansions. And I mean, it's just crazy. And that is what five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas being the deciding vote, brought America. Clarence Thomas was bribed for years by right-wing billionaires who had business before the Supreme Court. And in 2010, you know, as the bribery was hitting its peak, Clarence Thomas said, oh, it's perfectly legal. If you're giving money to a politician or to a judge, that's free speech. And then most recently, just last year, he said, oh, and by the way, if you give them money in exchange for a specific legislative or judicial act, but you give them that money after they engage in that behavior rather than before, then, you know, everything's good, right? Everything's good. No problem. We'll just call that a tip. It's no longer a bribe. And this is where we're at. This is what the Supreme Court has brought us. It's just incredible. Meanwhile, I've got to tell you what's going on in Norway and what's happening, you know, here in the United States with Georgia election officials. So stay tuned. We'll be right back. It's the Tom Hartman Program, 14 and a half minutes past the hour.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be right back with more of the news of the day and your calls in just a moment. Heart health is important to me. I have kids and grandkids, and I want to be around for them for a long time. You know, paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in super beets are clinically shown to be nearly two times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 30,000 five-star reviews and counting, super beets heart chews are having their moment. I've struggled with high blood pressure for 20 years or so, and super beets heart chews is an easy way to support my blood pressure. I've been taking super beets heart chews now for almost a decade. Supporting healthy blood pressure comes with a bonus too. Superbeats heart chews support healthy circulation. So you not only get blood pressure support, you also get productive, heart-healthy energy without the crash. Double your potential with Superbeats heart chews. Get a free 30-day supply of Superbeats heart chews and 15% off your first order by going to GetSuperBeets.com and using the promo code TOM. That's GetSuperBeets.com, code THOM.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I noticed when you buy toilets, they all have like these snazzy names. The Ambassador. Toilets do not do any kind of ambassadorship. This is for people who take huge dumps, this model.
The Ultimax.
The Ultimax. Why would you name a toilet that? Just a serial number is fine.
Every single toilet should be called a King's Throne. That's it.
Works. It's a lot easier.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Wisconsin Public Radio, Dodge County clerks backtrack on using drop boxes after concerns from Republican sheriff in order to prevent the perception of voter fraud.
What is he citing as any sort of proof of concern about this?
Gut feeling.
Oh, it's a
gut feeling.
Yeah,
inherently.
Feel it in your bones.
Yes,
right?
Exactly.
Matt Nair on air, weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
The back seat. Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good, because every year dozens of children are forgotten in the back seat. Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get it in your head. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free. You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
We'll be right back.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Every device we use is getting smarter and more connected, like smartwatches and Wi-Fi enabled LED bulbs. The world just keeps getting smarter. Your e-commerce business should too. I used to have a mail order business many years ago, and I would have loved to have had ShipStation for all our shipping needs. It's the fastest, most affordable way to ship products to your customers, with discounts of up to 89% off UPS, DHL Express, and U.S. Postal Service rates. Over 130,000 companies have grown their e-commerce businesses with ShipStation, and 98% of companies that stick with ShipStation for a year become customers for life. Lead your e-commerce business into a smarter future with the shipping software that delivers. Switch to ShipStation today. Just go to ShipStation.com and use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, to sign up for your free 60-day trial. That's ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M, to get your free 60-day trial. ShipStation.com, and the code is TOM, T-H-O-M.
In the land of the free, where the people stand tall, we've seen Trump rise and fall, and we've heard the call. With unity and hope, we can make a stand. Together, side by side, we can heal this land. We've got the power in our hands, the strength of many in every heartland. We can win against Trump, we can take the lead. For a future bright where everyone is free. With the power of our voices, we'll break the chains. Together we'll rise, we'll break through the ranks.
Yep, the GOP is keeping Big Pharma is keeping the GOP in line, and it sure is the case. Hey, great news. This is what happens when you have a country where the legislators respond to the people rather than to a particular industry. Norway, this is from the BBC. Norway, one of the world's largest exporters of oil, now has more electric cars on its road than petrol-driven vehicles. Of the 2.8 million private cars registered there, 753,000 are now all electric, compared with 754,000 are all electric, compared with 753,000 that run on gasoline. Now, they still have a lot of diesel cars, which is, you know, what mostly was around. But, hey, it's step by step. The EV revolution is happening. Why? Right now, 9 out of 10 new cars sold in Norway are electric vehicles. And the reason why is, among other things, there are numerous chargers in every Norwegian city and town. There are 2,000 of them just in Oslo, which is the capital, but it's still a relatively small town. And the government offers really substantial benefits, particularly tax benefits, if you buy electric vehicles. So good stuff and good news. Additionally, down in Georgia, there's this network of election deniers who have been strategizing in email in the background. The emails are obtained by CREW, the Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, and they passed them along to The Guardian, which published this article about them. It's titled Network of Georgia Election Officials Strategizing to Undermine 2024 Result. And the communications expose the inner workings of this group. These are people who are just fanatics for Donald Trump. They believe his lies that the election was stolen from him. They believe his lies that non-citizens are voting. They're aggressively in support of the notion that we need to be purging people from the voting rolls because there are non-citizens, you know, quack, 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 who are voting. Now, you know, occasionally the voting rolls are wrong, right? I mean, you know, here in Portland or in Oregon, they just discovered that there were a couple of thousand non-citizens on the voting rolls because they checked the box when they got their driver's license. That doesn't mean that any of them voted. There's no evidence so far. I'm sure the Republicans are all over this, but no evidence so far that any of them actually voted. And that because, you know, hey, they know I'm not a citizen, I can't vote. And nobody wants to go to jail for 5 years. So even when the state screws up, it's kind of a fail-safe system. But the emails back up previously released emails showing these people basically colluding on two rules passed by the state election board, giving them permission to essentially refuse to certify the vote. and refusing to certify the vote is what they hope will throw this thing to the Supreme Court, in the hopes that the Supreme Court will then throw the vote into the House of Representatives, which, of course, will vote to elect Donald Trump as president, because under the 12th Amendment, each state gets one vote, and there are 26 100% Republican-controlled states. So, you know, I mean, this brings up a point that I've been thinking about for a long time, and I've been kind of struggling with how to write about it, and probably I should write this as my op-ed for tomorrow, which is that the Republicans were very, very strategic back in the 60s and 70s when they decided that they were going to achieve a majority of the states. There's all these low-cost states, essentially. They're low-population states, Montana, Wyoming, Idaho, Kansas, you know, these Midwestern states that have lots and lots of land and relatively small population base. You know, Wyoming has fewer than a million people in it. Several of these other states, just a couple of million people. And so it's very cheap. It's very inexpensive to go into these states and buy up radio and television stations and start programming right-wing propaganda and, for that matter, buy local newspapers and things and basically take over the state politically. And that's what the GOP or the billionaires associated with the GOP have done over the last 30 years. And I think the Democrats should pursue a strategy very similar to that. I would love to see the Democrats say, okay, we're going to target Montana this year, which should be, I mean, this they should have been talking about this a year ago because John Tester's up for re-election and he could swing the Senate and he's the senator from Montana, I believe. But let's say we're going to target Montana. We're going to buy a radio station that covers the entire state. We're going to buy a couple of the local newspapers. And we're going to start programming progressive radio on the radio station, and we're going to start running progressive news in the newspapers, and we're going to spend the next 3 years flipping this state blue. And then if that works in Montana, do it in Wyoming. And when it works in Wyoming, do it in Kansas. And when it works in Kansas, do it in Iowa. And over the course of the next 4 years, Democrats could reduce that 26-vote majority that Republicans have in the House down to 23, 24, to a minority, so that even if the election does get thrown to the House of Representatives by the Supreme Court, it won't matter. It won't make any difference. What do you think? I'll be back with your calls on the other side of the break. It's 27 minutes past the hour here on the Tom Hartman Program, defending America from the weapons of mass deception.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
It's the place where smart people get their news, and I'll be right back with the smart people, you. I'll pick up your calls right after this. There's one reason why most probiotics fall short. It all has to do with something called survivability. See, to work its magic, a probiotic must arrive alive in your gut. But to do that, it has to survive past your stomach acid, which is strong enough to dissolve metal. That's why for my gut health, I choose Just Thrive Probiotic. It's the first probiotic formulated with four proprietary survival strains, clinically guaranteed to reach your gut 100% alive. In fact, third-party testing proves Just Thrive Probiotic has 1,000 times better survivability versus traditional probiotics, making it a game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, and even your mood. And with zero gluten, dairy, or histamines, it's perfect for your whole family. Try clinically proven Just Thrive Probiotic 100% risk-free today and get 20% off your purchase for a limited time. Visit justthrivehealth.com and use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. Just Thrive Health, promo code TOM.
If you turned 65 recently like me, it's important you find a Medicare Advantage plan that gives you the coverage you're looking for. But finding one can be difficult. The best thing I did, and I suggest you do the same, is call a licensed insurance agent and let them walk you through your Medicare Advantage plan options. There are so many benefits you have access to, so make the call now and let the representatives explain everything to you. Our licensed insurance agents can offer you a variety of Medicare Advantage plans. Plus, the call is free, the information is free, and there's no obligation to enroll. We're here to make it easy for you to select a Medicare Advantage plan that may work for your needs. Finding a Medicare Advantage plan can be easy if you do what I did. Make a quick call right now to learn more. Thank you.
800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. 800-253-8126. That's 800-253-8126.
Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The last hours of ancient sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, the last hours of ancient sunlight, the fate of the world, and what we can do before it's too late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com, Capterra.com.
Hi friends, Tom Hartman here to remind you that it's your support of our show that keeps us on the air.
Heck, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartman.com.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at TomHartman.com, makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
A gentle breeze blows across your face as you take a refreshing sip of water, appreciating the stillness of another morning fishing on the lake. The distant gurgle of a stream reminds you of days spent playing in the creek, the cool, clear water rushing between your toes. You love this time with nature. The feeling of putting everything on hold.
As the cool fall breeze settles in, there's nothing better than wrapping yourself in pure comfort. Cozy Earth is all about turning your home into a sanctuary of softness and tranquility. My favorite, the bamboo sheet set. Made from premium viscose and bamboo, these sheets are unbelievably soft and get even softer with every wash. Plus, if you're like me and get too warm at night, you'll love how breathable and temperature regulating they are. But it's not just the sheets. Cozy Earth's women's stretch knit bamboo pajama set is another must-have. Louise ordered these and says they're like wearing a gentle hug to bed. And for the guys, check out the new men's performance sleep short. Designed for comfort and breathability, they'll keep you cool and cozy all night long. And don't forget the new puffy sheep slippers. They wrap your feet in luxurious warmth, perfect for the season. Cozy Earth products are crafted with a commitment to quality you can feel, backed up by a 10-year warranty. Treat yourself to a little piece of heaven this fall. Go to CozyEarth.com/Tom and use that code Tom, T-H-O-M, for up to 40% off. That's CozyEarth.com/Tom. And don't forget to tell them I sent you in the post-purchase survey. Cozy Earth, wrap yourself in luxury this fall.
Sign up for your Tomcast now. Do it for yourself, or you can do it for a friend. Go to TomHartman.com to see just how easy it is. And thank you so much for all of your support.
Donald Trump, you're a pain in the butt. 36 minutes past. What a great old phrase. Anyhow, what's on your mind? Picking up your calls here. Rich in Lake Ariel, Pennsylvania. Hey, Rich, what's on your mind today?
I was calling again when the congressman was on for a question, but I'll turn to a suggestion, if I may. The reason that people are coming into this country to immigrate to this country is because there are jobs. They're illegal jobs, but the employers are no way penalized. And I practiced labor and employment law for 45 years. They're not penalized in any way.
Yeah. We used to enforce laws against employers prior to Reagan's immigration reforms. And technically, it's still illegal, but basically, we stopped enforcing those laws.
Well, Reagan wanted a policy of let everybody in, but make them legal and tax them.
Right. He legalized
now instead. Yeah. You know, now instead we make it illegal, but don't penalize the employers for the reason they're coming.
All right.
So I thought maybe we could put in legislation that would penalize the employer and not him be able to say, well, the guy showed me a obviously chalked ID.
I've been doing this show for 21 years, Rich, and there's been at least a half a dozen times in those years when Democrats in Congress have proposed legislation that would penalize employers for hiring people who are in this country without documentation, and every single time Republicans shoot it down.
Yeah, it's a shame.
I mean, you know, they're representing the interests of big business. See, you got these big meatpacking plants that are, they got, 13-year-olds working in some of these places, right? You know, without documentation.
My firm actually represented the Raboskins. I'm familiar with it. I just thought it was an easy fix if people actually cared.
It would be, and if
one
the Republicans
group of people don't care.
But you know, it's just like in Donald Trump, a bipartisan effort to come up with a really genuinely tough border bill, passed the Senate. James Lankford, the Republican from Oklahoma, probably one of the most conservative members of the entire Senate, wrote most of this bill. It passed the Senate. It would have passed the House of Representatives overwhelmingly. All the Democrats were behind it. And Donald Trump ordered Mike Johnson to order the Republicans to kill it, and they killed it. Why? It's not that they, it's because they don't want to solve the border problem because they want to have something to complain about. Similarly, they don't want to solve the problem of a giant magnet here in North America drawing people with illegal jobs because it makes profits for the big companies that sponsor the Republican politicians. It's that simple. Rich, I'm sorry to tell you. Sorry to, disillusion you, but this is just a game that these guys have been playing ever since the 80s. I gotta move on, Richard. Thanks for the call. Marie in Atlanta. Hey, Marie, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. As a quick side note, these congressmen who insist on doing the bidding of big pharma lobbyists, we should call them drug addicts. Now, I don't want to further stigmatize drug addiction, but those particular addicts are thoroughly uninterested in rehab. So,
yeah, no, they're money addicts, actually, is what they are. I mean, let's just call it what it is. It's called greed, Marie.
Yeah, absolutely. But I wanted to point out that requiring proof of citizenship, this business that Mike Johnson, you know, the hill he's willing to crash our budget on, the GOP apparently has no shortage of ways to stick it to women, because citizenship requirements will disproportionately affect women. Birth certificates reflect your name at birth. But women predominantly have their names changed as a result of marriage or divorce. A marriage certificate or divorce decree rarely reflects the name of that person at birth. So women will have to prove more than just birth, citizenship at birth, because if their name is different, they're going to have to prove that they are the person linked to that birth certificate.
You're absolutely right. I wrote an op-ed about this about a month ago, pointing out that according to the National Organization for Women, which has done the research on this, 34% of American married women cannot prove citizenship with the documentation that they have right now. 34%. And so what that means is that roughly a little bit over a third of all the women on the voting rolls in blue states across America would be instantly removed from the voting rolls. They would no longer be able to vote if Mike Johnson's legislation passes.
Well, and you're right. And let me do a yes and, because the other part of it is most people don't realize that every state, it is not the case in every state that when you are married, your name changes as a woman.
Yep.
So, for example, prime example, state of South Carolina. If you are married in South Carolina does not change a woman's name as part of the process of being married. You have to go to DMV in order to change your name. Problem with that is if you're someone from out of state who gets married, you know, people decide they want to have their, they're going to get married, you know, on a whim or whatever, right? And then they leave the state. They will never possess a South Carolina driver's license to make that name change.
Well, it's not just the driver's license. They're saying that, I mean, if you go to the DMV and get a driver's license under your original, your maiden name or your married name, it doesn't matter. Under Mike Johnson's law, if my understanding of it is correct, you have to show that you have actually gone through a legal process. You've gone before a judge to change your name, which 95% of all women never do when they get married. They don't legally change their names. They just change. They just start using a new name on their documents. And you know, this strategy of the Republicans to kick women off the voting rolls is massive. And it you know, and like I said, most women do not go through that legal process. And you know, some states the legal process is automatic when you get married, but apparently, what did you say, North Carolina? It's not.
South Carolina.
Yeah. I don't know any other states. I'd be fascinating to see a state by state analysis of the consequences of what Mike Johnson's trying to do at the federal level. But it's grim stuff. Marie, thank you so much for pointing it out and making it so clearly understandable. This is just pernicious what these guys are up to. Great talking with you. Thank you. Brian in Portland. Hey, Brian, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Hey. It's Ryan.
Ryan. I'm sorry. I'll fix that.
Yeah. No worries. You were talking about Citizens United earlier, and I was just curious, like, what your take is on how easily that can be overturned if Kamala is elected. And, it just feels like everything sort of hinges on that. I know I've heard talk of stacking the Supreme Court. Just curious. What you would think about
H.R. 1, this is what Congressman Pocan was referring to when he said H.R. 1 or the For the People Act. That legislation explicitly says that money is not free speech. Excuse me. It contradicts the Supreme Court. And because it says money is not free speech, it says that we can regulate money in politics. And then it establishes specific limits about the amount of money that can be spent, and it basically dissolves these super PACs and things, or at least many of them. So it would go a long way toward cleaning up our politics. And that's why Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin refused to go along with it in the Senate 2 years ago when it passed the House of Representatives and it had 51 votes in the Senate. It was just being blocked by a filibuster. And they refused to go along with breaking the filibuster because both Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are taking just giant piles of cash from the industries that they best represent in Congress. And they don't want they didn't want the gravy train, the corruption gravy train, to end. The good news is that Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema are not running for a re-election to the Senate this year. The bad news...
Yeah, but isn't it worse? I mean, the West Virginia candidate is...
Yeah, I was going to say, the bad news is Jim Justice is probably going to be the next senator from West Virginia, which means we need to pick up one somewhere else. So we've got a lot of work ahead of us. Ryan, I got to run. Thank you for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in just a few seconds. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
It's talk media for the sane among us. Yes, we are still here. We'll be right back.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. We guarantee you're going to love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us. But you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Hezbollah in Lebanon says 14 of its operatives were killed Wednesday when walkie-talkies and solar power equipment started exploding. That was on top of the 11 killed Tuesday in explosions of pagers. Blaming Israel, Hezbollah says it will exact its revenge.
If you have most of your mid-level leadership and your senior leadership injured and either in the hospital or out of action, it's going to be very difficult for Hezbollah to coordinate an attack against Israel, at least for the next few weeks or months.
ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard is ex-State Department. The International Association of Machinists says there was no meaningful progress Wednesday in negotiations with Boeing. 33,000 machinists went on strike last Friday. Boeing says it'll begin furloughing a large number of employees to conserve cash. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear issued an executive order banning the use of widely discredited conversion therapy on minors in that state. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. More than 24 people are hurt after an accident at an apple orchard. It happened in Chippewa Falls Wednesday during a school trip. The Chippewa County Sheriff says two tractor-pulled hay wagons crashed into each other. People have anywhere from minor to serious injuries, with at least three of them having life-threatening injuries. An air quality alert for some parts of the state. 13 southern Wisconsin counties have air deemed unhealthy for certain groups Wednesday night. That means people with asthma, heart issues, kids, and the elderly may have a tougher time breathing if they're outside for too long. If you live in the southern part of the state, you may have noticed that haze. We have had lots of these advisories last summer because of the wildfires in Canada. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. California Governor Gavin Newsom is proving to be a friend of the biz. Newsom just signed a bill that gives performers more protections and more control over their likeness when it comes to AI. The governor signed two bills into law on Tuesday at SAG headquarters in Los Angeles. The union has been a big proponent of the bills, and Newsom has proven to be a big proponent of the union. There might be people who don't like Dolly Parton, but you'll probably never meet one. The legendary singer recently created family meal kits where people can eat Dolly's cooking in their home, and they really are her own recipes. Parton also weighed in on Beyoncé's country album, saying she really liked it and is open to doing a duet with her at some point. She called Taylor Swift a great inspiration and said we need uplifting people these days. Kind of like Dolly Parton. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Partly cloudy skies, light south winds for the overnight, upper 50s by dawn. On Thursday, mostly sunny skies, highs reaching the upper 80s. Thursday night, there will be a chance of showers and storms, and some of the rain could be locally heavy. It's 66 at our studios.
It's time to go for the green or gold with Civic Media's new Text to Win contest. When you go for the green or gold, you could win $100 cash, gold jewelry, and be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold in Green Bay. Download the free Civic Media app in the Google Play or App Store and get ready to text in for your chance to win in this statewide contest. Get ready to go for the greener gold with your local Civic Media radio station. The Todd Alba Show.
Going back to this interview we just had, again, many thanks to Michael Cohen, former attorney and fixer for Donald Trump. Let's go back to the phone lines. Don in Milwaukee. Don, thanks for holding. What say you?
My God, that I've been listening to your station, Civic Media, for a long time, and this was a blockbuster. I was absolutely riveted.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. We'll be live on location from Cheese Days in Monroe. We will bring you all the action, yodelers, and more. Be here.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2.
What's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I got a half-serious fix for the Electoral College.
Hmm?
Take one billionaire, Bill Gates, for example, and have him pay good patriotic Democrats in blue states to move to all the red states for a couple of cycles, enough to get the majority we need to have a constitutional convention and get rid of the Electoral College.
I think
also,
it'd be...
fix the Senate while we're at it.
Yeah, it would be a hell of a lot cheaper to simply invest in radio and TV stations and newspapers in, you know, a handful, say five or six low population red states right now. I think it would be, I don't think it would be that hard to flip them.
I'm with you. I heard you saying, I was just half serious. I did say, but I'm impatient. I want it quicker. I want to happen real fast.
Well, so. That's the problem. I mean, you know, if Bill Gates reached out to me and said, hey, I'll give you some money if you move. I mean, you know, even if I was hard up for money, my kids all live here. I have friends here. I have a job here. I can't move. I'm not going to move. So I think that's a problem for a lot of people. I get it. You're probably half tongue in cheek, but there should be a Democratic strategy to take back these red states. There really should be, and there hasn't been for years, and the Republicans are sitting fat and happy with it, and they need to be challenged. Dan, thank you. Thank you for bringing it up. Anthony in Boise, Idaho. Hey, Anthony, thank you for calling. What's on your mind today?
Thank you for taking my call.
Anthony, can you get your mouth close to the microphone? It sounds like you're talking to us from the bathroom. There's a huge echo. You can keep it on speakerphone. Just put the microphone right up to your mouth.
Now, go ahead. It should both call you back.
Now it's still bad. Anthony, I'm gonna let you talk to Jeremy, and you guys can work it out and make it work. John in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, John, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, long-time listener, second-time caller.
Well, thank you.
I wanted to comment on the discussion you were having a few minutes ago regarding immigration enforcement against employers.
Mm-hmm.
I happen to be an immigration attorney, and I used to loudly and long lament the lack of enforcement action against employers for not doing the I-9 that they're supposed to do. However, I feel it's only fair to point out that I get these stakeholder updates from EOIR, the Executive Office for Immigration Review. And at least every week, I get 7 or 8 reported cases from the Office of the Chief Administrative Hearing Officer, who does the employer sanctions cases that go through the Department of Justice. They are enforcing it, not the way I'd like them to, but they are enforcing it against some employers. They tend to be large employers with lots of employees, and most of those cases involve the H-class work visa workers rather than completely undocumented folks.
Right. But H-class, isn't that what Donald Trump was hiring, like seasonal workers?
I can't tell you what Donald Trump was hiring.
He was hiring Europeans to come to his clubs, and he would hire them for 3 months out of at a time, or 6 months. There's a certain period of time where they don't qualify for some kind of benefits or whatever, and they would come in on a temporary worker visa, from Europe, because he thought having white Europeans serving people with a nice accent was very classy.
Oh, but yeah, I nothing that person does could surprise me, including his well-known abuses of the immigration laws.
Right. So you said that most of the enforcement actions are on these H-class visas. What are they, simply expired visas? Is that why the enforcement?
No, they're enforcing sanctions against the employers for not complying with the requirements of the immigration laws. And I'm just observing that the names of the defendant corporations or the respondent corporations are very large companies that you would, if you thought it through, you would imagine they were probably hiring lots of temporary work visa people, like shipyards along the Gulf Coast, operations like that, and a lot of, I don't want to say tech, but a lot of like internet-related companies are popping up there in the reported decisions.
Interesting. So is this just basically low-hanging fruit, easy-to-find stuff, because these people had a visa at one point, it's now expired?
You know, I couldn't tell you. I mean, these are largely procedural decisions. They don't tend to report the final penalties, if any, that are imposed against the employers.
Right.
I just think it's fair to point out that, you know, the government is doing some enforcement against employers.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
I mean, I represent the immigrants, and I don't frankly do employment-based visas because you kind of need to specialize in that if you're going to do it.
Right.
But I think it's fair to point out that there is some enforcement.
Well, thank you, John. Thanks for setting the record straight. I appreciate it. It's just one of the wonders of this program is so many smart people who in so many different fields. And John, you're one of them. Thank you so much. I appreciate the call. And thanks for listening to us on SiriusXM. We're hitting the top of the hour here. I'll be back on the other side with Dr. Stephen Hassan. This is going to be fascinating.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
One out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, we'll talk to Alana Medeiros and Jim Krul from Duck Soup Cinema.
And the movie they're presenting this time, The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.